AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. The WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05, including a special meeting tonight of the Greenwich Board of Education. Half hour from now, it's our monthly segment with the Greenwich Association of Realtors, our Greenwich Real Estate Report, GAR Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, and 2020 GAR President John McAtee will join me. WGCH Newsletter Time 7:51, third Thursday of each month, State Senator Alexandra Kasser of Greenwich joins me. Good morning, Senator. How are you doing today?
I'm well, Tony. How are you?
Doing well. All right. We've had a couple of weeks since this big storm came through and lots of power outages. Eversource has been in the spotlight, and we're here to talk about the Take Back Our Grid Act. What's that all about?
Well, this act, which was introduced on Monday, actually, has been a long time in the making. But the fact that most people in the state lost power, and some people lost power for more than a week after Storm Isaias, galvanized us into action. So we put together a bill that would address all sorts of issues, not just with Eversource, but with Optimum and all the other utilities, which people may not know, but these are public utilities that that are actually private companies, and they are, well, they're privatized and they're public companies, which means that the CEOs and the management actually answer to shareholders, and they run the company to optimize value for shareholders, but not for customers. So we need to change that dynamic. Of course, they can still make a profit, but we need to make sure that customers come first. And there are a number of things in this bill that would help prevent the epic failure that we saw after Isaias. For instance, people might not know that there used to be over 700 linemen, or, you know, the people who are out there fixing the lines all the time. And, and Eversource cut that. They cut their workforce by almost 50%. So it would do things like require an appropriate number of linemen to be on all the time so that they don't have to do things like, you know, call linemen in from other states. And I'm sure, you know, you knew that they called people in from Illinois and Missouri, which took days. And it's just, we don't have to be that way. We can be prepared. We should bury power lines and have the staff and equipment ready to be prepared for storms. And also it addresses things like rates, like energy rates. In July, right before this storm, people saw a massive increase in their bill from Eversource. And this legislation would prevent things like that from happening again.
All right. There's been also the issue of reimbursement for customers who lose their power. I think that Con Ed and PSNG, mm-hmm. they did that. There's a call for that as well, right?
Yes, and that's also included. I didn't list everything that's included in this bill because it's pretty comprehensive, but it would do exactly that. It would require compensation for consumers and backup generation for critical needs customers. So, and the compensation would be up to $100 per day after 48 hours and $500 for lost food and medicine. And I think, you know, it's a fine balance between you want good service, but you also need these companies to be profitable so that they stay in business. But it's so wildly out of balance now. The CEO of Eversource made over $19 million last year, which included a $3 million bonus for how well they thought they were doing in storm preparedness. So, but that's because they are answering to their own board and their own shareholders and not directly to customers. So once we recalibrate that balance and they feel more responsibility for their customers and have to do things like pay them after 2 days of lost power, then I think we'll see much better service and a more resilient energy grid. That's what we need, because this certainly is not the last storm we're going to see. And they're only going to become more frequent and probably more severe with climate change.
Well, one question I always have is, not putting you on the spot, I guess, necessarily, but maybe I am, is that what would be what would have been a good response to this storm? People getting their power back in one day, the state back in 2 days, and was there a prevention to try to keep 800,000 people from losing their power? What would be a good outcome?
Well, there were many steps along the way that could have prevented the disastrous outcome that we did see. First of all, the report is that the company actually did not listen to the actual weather reports and the category of storm. They wildly underestimated the severity of the storm, even though the meteorological reports were indicating that it was going to be a severe storm. So they chose to underestimate it beforehand. That's one problem. The other problem that I mentioned is they just didn't have enough linemen on their payroll because they had chosen to cut costs considerably by reducing staff considerably. And this is what happens when you do that. You don't have the backup when you need it. So I can't say like exactly how many days it should have taken, but I can tell you that there is another energy company in Connecticut. It's much smaller. It's called United Illuminating, and they were able to restore power to their customers at about 2 to 3 times the rate as Eversource did. So if that's any indication, you know, it should have taken probably not more than 3 days to restore everyone's power.
All right. And then finally, Senator, in this kind of strange world we're in now, what's the status of the bill and would it get passed or how will it get passed?
Well, we have to convene again in Hartford as we did in late July, so we need another special session. And I am very hopeful and optimistic and have been assured that we will have a special session because we need to pass this. We also need to do other critical things like secure funding for schools and some other major things. So everything is sort of in the works right now. And also maybe fine-tune whatever changes we need to make to our voting laws to make sure that everyone can actually vote safely and securely and have their vote counted on time. Because we have, you know, a new level of interference from the national leadership. So I'm hopeful that hopefully by the mid, second week of September, we'll be back in Hartford voting on this and other important bills.
All right, and we can talk to you about that next time we get together. State Senator Alexandra Castor, thanks very much for your time this morning. We'll talk again in September. Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. Take care. Bye.
WGCH News Center time, 7:59. Let's get to the traffic center. Here's Pete.
8 o'clock travel times. We're up to 25 minutes on 95 southbound.